Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one, or home to vibes like this and this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa,
and not to mention we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Really?
Hi.
It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. A little snaggletoothed today because we're missing a few people. Nate and Scotty B are out. They're both deathly ill. Deathly ill. Oh. But the rest of us made it in. There's Danielle and Scary and Gandhi, and I see Garrett is here, and whoever else wants to stop by. So where do we go with the podcast today? What's on your mind that's really making you want to get it off your chest?
I really love the balloons in this studio. They're so pretty. Thanks for getting them. They are multi-purpose. I love them.
You want to go ahead and get a shot of those for everyone who happen to be watching
the podcast? You cannot see.
Look at that.
Look at those.
They really are so beautiful.
They're, so nice. They're great. They're great. Well, thank you, Balloon Saloon. They really do make a huge difference. It adds depth to the room. I heard a rumor that some of the higher-ups at iHeart don't like them.
Why?
What?
Really?
The balloons?
And they were suggesting that they be removed.
What?
Why?
Well, it doesn't matter. They're still here, so there's
that. That's crazy. But I think it's funny. Every time a guest walks in the studio, they're like, whose birthday is it? Yeah. They always assume.
It's festive.
They're talking pieces. They're like art.
They are like art. They are art, I think. Yeah. I don't know. I think the overall design of our space is supposed to be more stark and more industrial and more commercial. I guess balloons don't fit into that equation. So.
Isn't that a weird concept for a group of people who are supposed to be creative and having a good time all the time to make it a sterile environment?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it works. I think it's just kind of like the flavor of the year when it comes to architectural design and commercial design, things like that. It has to be that warehousey look. It's kind of funny. Back in the day where jeans became jeans with holes in them and people would pay extra for holes in jeans.
Yeah.
You're like, well, why would you pay more for something that basically on the black market costs less, right?
Right. I can put those holes in myself, especially where my thighs rub together. Happens all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. So now we work in a space, which I love. I love our iHeart space. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But some would argue, like 20 years ago or 10 years ago, it's not finished. They're not finished with
well,
it.
Well, you know, I keep saying that. Look, I think it looks great. The only thing I think is the molding on the bottom. I really think we should have a little bit of molding going around because I just think it, I don't know, it doesn't look done down there. And
well,
I
that's
just,
the point. That's
I
the
know,
look.
But it doesn't look done. Like, sometimes undone is looks cool, but I don't feel like that part is so cool.
Right. Well, what if you walk into a building that has no roof? It's just open to the sky. You could easily say, oh, no, that's the look. That's what's in right now. Roof, schmoof. We don't need protection from the elements.
And if we it's cover in. Up all the cracks, how are the rats and roaches going to get in?
Well, yeah, I guess
you got to think about that.
Oh, they'll find a way. We had a big duty sewage leak in our ceiling the other day here in the building. You saw that, right?
Oh, yeah. The duty leak.
Right outside Seacrest Studio.
Just in time for him to come.
I know. He's never in those studios. He finally decided to come in one day, and fecal matter is falling from the sky. It's like, oh, well, sorry. We love you, and we'll never let that happen again, Mr. Seacrest. We're sorry.
I just got a text message from our friend Tom Kelly.
Oh.
He says, I'm on your floor with fresh figs.
He has figs.
Oh, he's got figs.
We're talking about great figs, and we're now ending this great fig season of 2023. He's got them. He understands figs. Why don't you invite him in for some
figs? Yeah, I'm doing that right now as we speak. Oh, man.
Tell him that the cameras and the mics are on. He'll be here in a hurry.
Yeah. He'll run.
Is that the kind of guy Tom Kelly is?
Yeah, moth to light. That's what's going on with that. So Tom Kelly with figs on the way. What else do we want to cover? Something we can't cover on air or we didn't.
Hmm.
I think we're okay.
Yeah,
we're good. Just waiting for figs.
Come on. Bring your figs, man.
I got an answer yesterday when you guys told me to ask Brandon how often he thinks about the Roman Empire because I said think not at all. He said pretty much not at all unless he's seeing our own government collapse. Then he thinks, oh, this is like the Roman Empire, but that's it.
Okay.
There you go.
Alice, it worked.
What?
I said, when you come in, the mics are on. We're doing the podcast. He's like, oh, I'll be right there.
Okay, of course.
Of course, Tom Kelly. Of course.
It's Tom Kelly on a cracker. He's ready to go. He'll be here any minute now with his figs.
Yeah.
So what got us on the topic of figs?
I randomly asked about him. I said, hey, is it fig season? Because the other night, I was at an event, and they had a fruit tray. And, you know, there's pineapple and watermelon, but there were figs, fresh figs, at this party. I'm like, oh, I've never seen fresh figs in a fruit tray before like that at a party. So I started eating. I had one, and I'm like, oh, it just took me back to my childhood of my great-grandfather's fig tree. And I'm
what kind of parties you're going to where they don't have figs? Every party needs a fig.
My parties, I don't have figs in
my
party.
Yeah, my parties, too.
These are obviously the best thing in the world.
Clearly.
Yeah, but people say that bees and bugs get into them and then they die in the fig, and that's the crunchy part.
I think that's not the case.
That's what they told us in Singapore from the tree. Remember we ate those?
Yes.
Well, look, all fruit has the possibility of a bug crawling in there, but you're making it sound like all figs, every fig has a bug in it, they die, and you're going to eat it. Is that true?
I'm going to go look it
up. They say that the figs.
Who's they, Scary?
Who's they?
You keep saying they.
That's
it's
a
only you tell us who they is.
It's the old
eyes.
General eyes.
You hear these stories, so sometimes, you know.
I'm not saying it's impossible for an insect to crawl into a fig, but they're saying that they all are crunchy because of they're all getting bugs in them.
Right.
Those are seeds. I don't know if this is true or not, but this is from planetnatural.com. It said, since wasps pollinate the majority of commercially grown figs, yes, edible figs do include at least one dead female wasp. They said when it dies inside the fig, an enzyme known as ficin in the fig breaks down the carcass into protein. Is this true?
Well, here's Tom Kelly. Tom Kelly, open a fig. Do you see
What's
any?
Up?
Yes, hi. I have fresh figs off the fig tree at my Irish father's house.
It's weird. It looks like there's a ShopRite sticker on it.
Yeah, well,
wait. Irish figs? Never heard of that.
Well, I'm half Italian, my Sicilian. I don't know why I'm putting the fig into the microphone. But that's a good fig. Actually,
open it up. According to Gandhi's research, there's a dead animal in there.
There can be.
There's a dead insect.
That's part of the treat. It's part of the excitement.
Wait a second. I've never seen a green fig. Every fig that I've ever eaten was purple.
This is a white fig, what they would call them.
Oh, this is so
delicious.
Good.
Have you ever had a fresh one, Gandhi?
I have. We picked one off of a tree in Singapore.
Stick your tongue in there.
No, thank you.
Oh, scary.
Scary.
So good.
So we knew it was just a matter of time till you'd come down and bring your figs. I'm so glad you brought figs. I'm sorry I'm not there in the studio to enjoy the figs with you.
That's right. You know what it is? It's just a week for figs right now. My grandfather used to say they were best the first week, and they are. And, you know, that's just life, my friend. But I love them. This is the only Italian thing I still do. Like Scary was saying on the show yesterday about all the neighbors that wrap up fig trees and stuff like that. That's what I used to do with my Italian grandfather. And now, you know, Grandpa passed away, and my dad lets me keep a fig tree at his house. And it's, you know, it's my
that's
only
cool.
ethnic
Aww,
thing.
That's so pretty.
That's a nice story. Yeah. I like that.
And then Nate told me to bring him down. He's not here.
His loss.
Well, anyway, and these things are great. If you eat them, they clean you out.
Oh, great.
Yeah, like that's why I wasn't here a little bit earlier. I was the express train came to the station.
We call that a shit yourself special.
And that's what they are. Right? That's what they say in Italian.
Scary's sharding his pants right now.
I'm on the second one. Hey, aren't you on strike, Tom Kelly?
I think so. So I should probably get out of here
before somebody
sees.
They haven't figured that out yet, right?
No, I'm SAG-AFTRA, so I'm on a partial strike. I can't do a movie, but nobody was calling for that anyway. Aww. So we're
yeah, no one wanted you.
Well, I mean, we're
SAG-AFTRA between on strike and unemployed, and I am right in that sweet spot.
We as well are SAG-AFTRA, but we do not strike, and they won't let us strike. It's one of those things. It's weird.
Did you guys read about the strike that SNL can come back technically, but they won't probably in solidarity with the actors? Like they fall.
Oh, really?
They fall under the talk show category pretty much.
But how would they come back without actors?
Well, they can come back with the writer's strike. I'm obsessive about it, and you just tell me when I'm talking too much. But SAG-AFTRA is really two unions with 90 different contracts. So you can work on a radio show, even though you're SAG-AFTRA. You can work on a daytime talk show if you are an actor. But if you were in a movie that's on at night, you can be on the daytime talk show, but you're not allowed to talk about the movie you did at night.
So they're saying Saturday Night Live, as Garrett was saying, is more of a talk show segment.
Talk variety.
Okay.
All right.
So, my question was more just who would act out the scripts?
The actors who are in SAG-AFTRA, because you are not on strike for acting on Saturday Night Live.
Oh. And plus, a lot of the actors are writers, the writers thing just got cleared up.
So a lot of those shows, like Jimmy Fallon, Drew Barrymore, they were all on strike in solidarity with their writers, rather than being on strike as actors, which are on strike separately.
Well, thank God we don't have writers on our show.
Thank God.
It's obvious we don't.
I know. Speaking of, so how are those figs going? Are they nice and tasty?
I'm a little upset that Gandhi won't eat one. It's like, that's sort of an Italian insult. You have to like pretend to like one per year.
Oh, okay. Give me one. I'll pretend I like it. I don't like figs.
Do you have issues?
Don't eat it.
Yeah, I know.
Don't do it, Gandhi. Texture. Don't let him pressure you.
I'll just here, pretty. I'll look it up. I don't want to waste it. Give it to the people who like it. Scary loves those things.
I love it.
Pretty.
Bring one to Garrett.
Well, how come your grandfather's figs aren't from ShopRite, the grocery store? I don't get that tag.
Okay, so this is what I learned last year. And again, this is my only like non-comedy, non-showbiz, non-radio related hobby is growing this fig tree. Last year, I realized I was spending more on Ziploc boxes to give people figs they didn't want to eat than I was making all year. Like, so now what I've been doing is, and this is what the old Italians used to do too, is you'd save all your pieces of plastic and then you put the figs in that. It's recycling. But in the old days, they would call that just being cheap.
Okay. Here you go. We've covered a lot this.
I did not see a lost carcass inside that fig when they opened it, but apparently the ficin in the fig dissolves it. So,
Here's one that's sad is like I picked the very best figs because you guys are my close friends and I want to impress you. When I get down to the relatives, sometimes I'll give them a fig and they'll open it up and ants will come out.
Yeah.
And then they'll make faces and I'm like, but that's how you know it's fresh. It's organic. Yeah. There's no pesticides.
But then fresh you don't ants eat don't, it. You don't
fresh
eat it
ants,
ants
don't want it unless it's fresh.
No, you know what? I eat the ones with the ants, Danielle, because the one with the ants taste better. You know they're good because the ants want to eat it.
And then what do you eat? So you have ants in your stomach?
Might. Maybe that's why I was just in the bathroom late for the podcast.
Oh, you probably chew them up.
Figs are very underrated. I'm very happy that we had this discussion.
This is really sad. This is really sad. But the other thing is, like, sometimes the birds will, like, take a bite, and you know those are the good ones because the birds saw it from up high, and they took a bite, and I'll eat the half that the bird didn't eat.
Oh. See? Oh. You got the leftovers of other animals. You know that they know better than we know. I love that. Well, this has been very interesting, fig talk.
This is only we have writers.
Exactly. We got to get out of here. Thanks for joining our 15-minute morning show podcast. I don't even know how long it was. Doesn't matter. We're eating figs. Goodbye. Everyone say goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Would you take them home to...
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com. We'll be right back.